You're listening to the Shaping Patterns podcast, where we explore the important role of art and culture in education for sustainability. The European project Shaping Patterns is supported by the Erasmus Plus program.
I'm Anja Schäfer, Sideviews Berlin, and I'd like to introduce our project Shadow Museum or Schatten Museum. And I have three young people here talking about the Shadow Museum. May you introduce yourself?
I'm Alice.
I'm Leith.
I'm Moritz.
So could you tell us what is special about the Shadow Museum? Why are you here?
The special about the Shadow Museum is that young people are the curators. And I'm here because it makes much fun. And it's very cool to be here with my friends.
Yes, and it's also a different approach to exchange art and creativity.
We are young, creative, and bring new visions and perspectives to museums and institutions.
What do you learn here that is different or special for you?
For me, it was, for example, seeing the art from a different kind of view or a different angle, because we are often working from the alien point of view to understand the art better.
I learned to understand art pieces and to produce art pieces.
I learned to create and communicate ideas.
And how is the processes? How you work?
In teams, from young to older, and there's still no barrier between us. And that makes it so casual kind of to work in such a group, and you have many point of views you can work with.
So what would you like to change with this Shadow Museum project, and why? Or to make it short, what is your mission?
We want to make the museums more friendly for young people.
And also more barrier-free, especially for young people, and also for different communities.
Our mission is to bring people together and make art accessible for everyone.
What does it take for young people and children to enjoy being in the museum?
It takes interactive set. They don't only look at the picture, but also work with it.
Also, the museums can make more interactive things, and also don't put only texts on the pieces of that.
For young people, it's important to be able to interact with the art pieces, so they get a better understanding without reading long paragraphs of text before.
So you make more kind of an emotional connection with the PR pieces.
Mm-hmm.
A bridge for the people. This is very interesting because I heard that you created, or I know that you created the Ziri Box Mini and the Ziri Box, and maybe you can explain what it is.
The Ziri Box is a collection of experiments we developed to make art easily accessible for everyone inside of the museum and outside, everywhere in your everyday life. Ziri Box Mini is, let's say, the light version of the physical box. We made 40 copies of, and it is available for everyone on the App Store or Google Play Store.
So it's an app that people can have on their phones and then go to the museum?
Right, and gain access to seemingly hard to understand art pieces.
Why do you develop and offer experiments?
Because the experiments make the museum for young people, but also for older people, more fun, so you can interactivate with the pieces.
What are you currently preparing at Haus der Kultur und der Welt in Berlin, and what are your themes there?
Currently we are preparing the alien performance and also a new game with the goal to bring the art closer to the viewer. It is a part of the new Quilombismo exhibition, and we are also going to continue participating in exhibitions with the HKW in the future.
What does the work with Shadow Museum, but also the subjects that you are dealing with, for example in HKW at the moment, Haus der Kultur und der Welt, have to do with yourself?
The Shadow Museum make the museum more friendly for young people, and I'm also a young people, and I don't go in my free time to museums, and I want to change that so that other young people go in his or she's free time to museums.
And besides that, we are also a diverse group of people, and some of us are having a colonial background, which brings us to the Quilombismo exhibition and the theme of it.
Mm-hmm. So those ones who come from colonized countries, they find something special now in the Quilombismo exhibition?
Yes, because there are many cultures exhibited in the Quilombismo exhibition from many parts of the world.
Who do you want to reach with your performances and installations?
On the one hand, we want to reach, like we said already, the young people. We want to animate them to go to museums or exhibitions. And on the other hand, we want to appeal to the people who are making the exhibitions to overthink their way of designing them.
What was your most important experience working with the Shadow Museum?
My most important experience with the Shadow Museum was in the KW, and I had to speak with the people English, and I improvised it, and with one guy I speak over 30 minutes, and it was the first time I speak so long and improvised with someone or someone.
So you did some guiding tour, or you were in were kind of presenting your project in KW, Institute for Contemporary Art in Berlin?
Yes, I made a guide.
And you understood during the show that you need to switch to English, right? Because half of the people there
speak English, yes.
For me, it was theme-wise getting to know different artists through interviews, for example, and getting to know a little bit of the different cultures. And work-wise, it was the kind of work and how we are working on the same level without any pressure on the things like hierarchy at the workspace, for example. So everyone is equal here.
In the team,
yes.
My most important experience was when we were working with the institutions, that we got treated equally as curators, and in the end had a similar big impact on the visitors in the exhibitions, and saw the young people and even the old people having fun there with the art pieces.
Thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Shaping Patterns podcast. Explore the project on shapingpatterns.eu.